This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Security will look different on RTD's newest commuter train debuting next week. The N line between Denver and the northern suburbs will not have armed security guards. RTD General Manager Paul Ballard.
We're going with more of a traditional conductor who is really focused on the passengers, you know, checking fares, checking tickets, making sure everything's safe.
Ballard says RTD could eventually remove armed security on other commuter rail lines, but that there are no immediate plans to do so. Ski resorts are rolling out plans for the upcoming season. They closed after Governor Polis issued a stay-at-home order in March, but now there's limited guidance on reopening. However, CPR Sarah Mulholland says wearing masks indoors will be required at all ski areas.
But as far as the day-to-day details of operating a resort, such as how many people can get on a lift together or how many people can ski on any given day, those decisions are being made on a case-by-case basis by individual operators.
Just over 5,000 Coloradans filed new unemployment claims last week, down roughly 1,000 from the previous week. New claims are trending downward since their coronavirus peak in mid-April. The Labor Department has paid more than $5 billion in benefits since the end of March. It is 85 in Denver, 84 in Grand Junction, 86 degrees and sunny for Pueblo.